Crowder will not play. He's on crutches today. Great things, there's a chance he'll be ready next week, so that's a positive sign. But it looks like Adam is out for a couple weeks.
Hamilton?
Ben Hamilton didn't make the trip. I thought you were around here. Where have you been? Where have you been doing? Have you been having a good time?
I've been watching you sweat.
Okay.
I feel like you got some of the players that feel like they've been here forever. Do you have the same feeling?
Well, we've had two good days of two-a-days, and we've had pads on both morning and afternoon. We've got a lot done, so it's been a good trip. And today's a little bit different day for recovery time before you actually play the game. But we've got a lot done in a short amount of time, so it's been a good trip.
And a good test against a really aggressive defense that Dallas has.
Yeah, it's different defensively, as we talked about. Different type defense, 3-4, different personnel alignments. So that was positive for us in offense. And same thing on defense. They use a lot of formations, a lot of different looks than what we've given them from our offense. So I think it's been a win-win on both sides of the ball.
From what we hear, it sounds like they'll play their first-teamers maybe a little longer than you plan to play yours.
To be honest with you, it's always a good test for some of our younger guys. So you get a chance to see them against your starter. So we'll get a chance to get good evaluation if that's the case.
Is that the best way to do evaluation? Practice it against the team and then also have the game action of it? Is that the best way to evaluate some of those young players?
Well, what Gary was saying there, sometimes teams will play their first team a little bit longer than other teams, but that's good. You look at your second unit against some of those starters. You kind of get a truer evaluation, of some of your personnel. And you've got two excellent days of not live contact, but pretty close, because both teams are so competitive, they want to, show the coaches that they, belong, trying to belong in the top 53. Some guys trying to make the practice squad. So all in all, it's been productive. We've talked about the third week being the toughest week in training camp, and it normally is because guys get tired of hitting each other. But you come here, everybody's ready to go, and one of the benefits, obviously, of going to another NFL camp.
Like with Ryan Harris being out so long, how much does that set him back? Can he contribute anything?
It sets everybody back, Anytime you get guys hurt, but it's part of the process. Guys got to step up and obviously get the job done. We've lost a few offensive linemen. You take Matt's been out, Hamilton's been out, Ryan Harris has been out. Now Adam Meadows out. We get some guys that we don't even think we're going to get any playing time. They get a chance to play half to three quarters of the game tomorrow, so should be interesting.
What spurred Chad Mustard to tackle? Was it injuries at the position or just wanting to see him move over there?
Well, we had no choice. Anytime you have four tackles that are out or four tackles go down, obviously he's got to play there. But Chad's a guy that has played both positions. He hasn't played it for a while. He's been at the tight end position, but he'll play half the game tomorrow at a right tackle position.